Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. When you think about repentance, you might think, oh, big scary word or big huge sin. But in reality, repentance is not a scary thing. In fact, it's a beautiful, amazing, wonderful thing. The Bible Dictionary defines repentance as a change of heart. It means true regret or remorse. You might have heard some things about repentance that might not make all that sense to you, or you might have some questions and doubts about what repentance really is. I found some common myths and questions about repentance and some really good answers by church leaders that I wanted to share with you. The first common myth is, I still remember my sin, so I must not have been completely forgiven. To that, President Uchtdorf reminds us, Satan will try to make us believe that our sins are not forgiven because we can remember them. Satan is a liar. He tries to blur our vision and lead us away from the path of repentance and forgiveness. God did not promise that we would not remember our sins. Remembering will help us to avoid making the same mistakes again. But if we stay true and faithful, the memory of our sins will be softened over time. So if you have a mistake that you still can't get past or you can't forget about it, it's okay. We need to remember those mistakes so that we can learn from them, so that we won't do them again. The good news is that when we sincerely repent, the Lord doesn't remember them anymore, even if we do. The second myth that I constantly hear is bad thoughts just come into my head, so there's nothing that I can do about it. And to that, I found a great answer by Elder Richard G. Scott, and he gives us some great advice. He says, some bad thoughts come by themselves, and others come because we invite them by what we look at and what we listen to. Talking about or looking at immodest pictures can stimulate powerful emotions. It will tempt you to watch improper videos or movies. These things surround you, but you must not participate in them. Work at keeping your thoughts clean by thinking of something good. The mind can think of only one thing at a time. So use that fact to crowd out ugly thoughts. Above all, don't feed thoughts by reading or watching things that are wrong. If you can't control your thoughts, Satan will keep tempting you until you eventually act them out. Your actions start by your own thoughts. And something that has always helped me was to memorize a scripture or a hymn or a quote. And that way, when a bad thought came to mind, I could block it out with a positive thought or a song. And it really made such a difference and has helped me so much. So feel free to try it out. Find a positive thought and memorize it so you're ready if any bad thoughts come to your mind. Number three, God can't love me anymore because of my mistakes. And I just have to say, this is absolutely not true. God loves all of his children. He will never stop loving us. And everything that he does is for our benefit because of his love. And like the scriptures say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. That's found in John 3:17 in your Bible. You are never out of reach for God's love. The purpose of repentance is not for the benefit of God, but for our benefit. And when we commit a sin or do something that is against God's teachings, we put ourselves in a position where the Holy Ghost can't really be with us. And this might make it hard to feel God's love in that moment, but it doesn't mean that it's not there. And as we repent and have a change of heart, we'll once again be able to feel that. So just keep that in mind. God will always love you, no matter what it is that you've done. Number four, I've stopped committing a serious sin, so I don't need to see the bishop. Why do we need to speak to the bishop? Why can't we just pray and ask for forgiveness or just tell our parents? These are questions that I've heard several times from different people. And here's a great answer by Elder C. Scott Groh. He reminds us, the bishop can help you through the repentance process in ways your parents or other leaders are unable to provide. If the sin is serious enough, he may determine that your privileges in the church should be restricted. For example, as part of the repentance process, he might ask that you refrain from partaking of the sacrament or exercising the priesthood for a period of time. But he will work with you and determine when you are worthy again to resume these sacred activities. Remember, your bishop has been called to be a judge in Israel. He is not there to condemn you, but to help you. He can receive revelation for you that you might not be able to at that time, or that your parents might not be able to. So make sure if there is a serious sin that has been committed, that you talk to your bishop. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid he's going to judge you. That's his job. He won't. He will treat you with the utmost kindness and respect, and he'll be there to listen, to understand, and to help you along the way. And the last myth that we're going to talk about today: my sins are so bad that I can't be forgiven. I sincerely hope that nobody ever feels like this. We all make mistakes, we have weaknesses, and sometimes we commit them over and over and over again until we learn or we get the proper help. So just know that you're not alone, and forgiveness is always there. I love this great answer that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland tells us. However many chances you think you have missed, however many mistakes you feel you have made, or talents you think you don't have, or however far from home and family and God you feel you have traveled, I testify that you have not traveled beyond the reach of divine love. It is not possible for you to sink lower than the infinite light of Christ's atonement shines. I hope this answered some of your questions or concerns about what it means to repent and how to do it. Remember, none of us are perfect, and God knows that. That's why he gave us the atonement and the ability to repent, to ask for forgiveness, and to have a change of heart. If you have any questions about repentance, leave us a comment below. I also found this great video on MormonChannel.org called The Savior Wants to Forgive, about a former drug addict and convict, and he shares his story and his experience with repentance and how it changed his love and how he was able to feel God's love once again in his life. Thank you for tuning in today, and make sure to listen every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration.